all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Throughout His Word, God clearly makes prayer a top priority for His people. He gave us the prayer book of the Psalms, where we read this promise that David made to the Lord. Evening and morning and noon I will pray. Psalm 55, verse 17. God calls us to pray always. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. And about everything. Philippians 4, verse 6. Whatever the challenge or trial, whatever the heartache or concern, believers are to make all our requests known to God. Jesus Himself modeled going off to pray early in the morning, even when needy crowds clamored after Him. The Bible's commands and Jesus' example clearly communicate that prayer is to be a priority for us. A continuous dialogue with the Lord keeps us aware of His presence and open to His transforming work in our heart. As God grows in us a heart for prayer, and as we develop the practice of prayer, we also need to establish a place for prayer in our homes. Ideally, each of us will have a place of solitude free from distractions so that prayer can be private and uninterrupted. When we make prayer a priority like this, when we commit to practicing this demanding and rewarding spiritual discipline, we will grow spiritually, we will be more led by the Spirit, and we will be blessed by a richer relationship with our Heavenly Father. We tend to use prayer as a last resort, but God wants it to be our first line of defense. We pray when there's nothing else we can do, but God wants us to pray before we do anything at all. Most of us would prefer, however, to spend our time doing something that will get immediate results.